Why are you so against him?
Aside from the fact he's planning to steal our inheritance.
Your inheritance? It makes no difference to Sybil and me. We won't inherit whatever happens.
He isn't one of us.
Cousin Freddie's studying for the bar. And so is Vivian MacDonald.
At Lincoln's Inn. Not sitting at a dirty little desk in Ripon. Besides, his father was a doctor.
There's nothing wrong with doctors. We all need doctors.
We all need crossing sweepers and draymen, too. It doesn't mean we have to dine with them.
Whom don't we have to dine with?
Mary doesn't care for Cousin Matthew.
Sybil, be a dear and fetch my black evening shawl. O'Brien knows which one. And Edith, can you see that the drawing room's ready? Glad to catch you alone.
You've driven the others away.
Perhaps I have. Pity. The point is, my dear, I don't want you, any of you, to feel you have to dislike Matthew.
You dislike the idea of him.
That was before he came. Now he's here. I don't see any future in it. Not the way things are.
I don't believe a woman can be forced to give away all her money to a distant cousin of her husband's. Not in the 20th century. It's too ludicrous for words.
It's not as simple as that. The money isn't mine anymore. It forms a part of the estate.
Even so, when a judge hears...
For once in your life, will you please just listen? I believe there's an answer which would secure your future and give you a position.
You can't be serious.
Just think about it.
I don't have to think about it. Marry a man who can barely hold his knife like a gentleman.
Oh, you exaggerate.
You're American. You don't understand these things. Have you mentioned this to Granny? Did she laugh?
Why would she? It was her idea.